Here's how you become a savings catcher diva or don. Step 1, download the Walmart app and use the savings catcher. Step 2, enter your Walmart receipt. Step 3, savings catcher compares prices of eligible items at Walmart. Step 4, if it finds a lower advertised price by a leading store in your area, it will give you the difference on an e-gift card in a few days. Step 5, do a two-step. You're in. Saving money and every penny counts. Save with savings catcher from Walmart. Comparison on eligible products only. Restrictions apply. Visit walmart.com/savings catcher for details.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads from over 200 countries and your number one source in after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
All right, welcome to another episode of So You Think You Can Dance here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm Kristen Burt. We are down to the top four, season 11 here.
Woo.
I know. It was a good night. I'm going to introduce my co-host tonight, Chloe West.
Hello, Kristen.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
You know, it's been a really fun season, and we talked about wanting to have lots of choreographers on this season from So You Think. So we're super excited to have first-time guest, Dave Scott.
Yeah.
Welcome.
What is up?
You guys, we're going to have so much fun, and he promised he was going to be real.
I can't be anything else. Let's just do it.
We love authenticity, so it's so appreciated. And we're going to get rolling because there were so many numbers. I think altogether, each of the kids did five, so yeah. Including their solo. That's a lot.
How did they have to? I felt bad for them. They were doing so many.
And they were like, here's your commercial break, change your clothes, and then you're back on.
Come on. This is a competition show. This is, and you're at the final four. I expected more.
Come on.
I mean, the show is about literally throwing them under the bus and giving them everything that a dancer has to go through in 8 years, in 8 weeks. You get what I mean? And so, they did their thing. And the top four that's there, I actually have grown to appreciate them. You know, it's crazy, but yeah, I've grown to appreciate them.
Good, yeah. Aww. I mean, it was an interesting season, I think, where I felt like a lot of contenders went early. I missed Tanisha. I mean,
yeah,
I think she
Tanisha
was a
I thought
big
she
was going to be at the top four. Yeah.
I did too.
Actually, you know, I really didn't think everybody knew the guys. Everybody.
Right.
Everyone. Now, the guys are it.
Yep.
That's it.
It's a male winner this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it. It's a male winner this year.
Yes. I have a, what do you call it?
A hunch.
No.
An inkling?
Not an
premonition?
I'm attracted to the way he's dancing. Is what
an attraction,
I'm doing.
An affinity.
I have a male. What you call it?
Oh, like a male crush.
I have a male crush. On Ricky's dancing.
On Ricky, yeah.
Ricky's dancing. Ricky's dancing.
On Ricky's dancing. If I did what he did, I would look like that.
That's a gift from God. I really, every time I've seen it, I'm like, that's a gift. Because he hasn't faltered in any style. Even if it's not a strong style for him, he hasn't faltered. You're not like...
It's stupid. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Tyce Diorio dance, like totally go off.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like Tyce and it, like had a child.
And his name was Ricky.
And his name was Ricky.
Look at that.
I'm saying...
They have the same little scruff.
Yeah. Almost. I don't think Tyce is connecting.
No, he's not connecting. All right, let's get right to it, into the opening number by Travis Wall. You know, obviously exploring male-male, female-female relationships. I knew right away, I was like, because my boyfriend's like, who's the choreographer? And I'm like, I'm going to guess it's Travis, just based off of the partnering.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. I mean, I really loved the way that they did the partnering in this dance. I thought it was a great opening number for the four of them. It really showcased all of their strengths. And I thought they did a really good job. I was surprised they did a contemporary number to open the finale performance.
Because it's not like that wow.
Yeah, it wasn't a big wow, sort of fun piece, but it was beautiful.
Well,
I
think this
it.
Entire season has been driven to that aspect. It's been a lot of contemporary or what has been, you know, considered jazz. But I feel like it was contemporary. But it's been a lot of that, and it's been pushed that way, not being biased and, you know, just taken away from, you know, the hip-hop anger. You know, no, I just feel like that this season has been driven towards that and Broadway. You know?
It's been I actually think that in the contemporary, because I start, if there's too many contemporary numbers in a show, I start tuning out or I start going. Yeah. I actually went back on a couple pieces and I was like, what was that one again? And even though it was beautiful, it kind of all blended into what it was. And in prior seasons, we've seen a little bit more of the hip hop and things like that that just add a little bit more variety, I think, to the show.
Yeah. And it's not just to say, okay, just throw more hip hop in there just to, you know, just to break up the monotony. No. And when you do the contemporary piece, dance.
Yes.
Don't just give me pictures.
Yep.
Don't just give me lifts.
That's a big thing I have.
Dance.
In the jazz number.
Mia Michaels is my my girl. And I'm not just saying it just because she's my friend. Because all of them are my friends and my family.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you just get caught up in the waves. And I've seen Travis dance. I've seen Sonya dance. I've seen them bring dance. And one of my favorite pieces that in the season was the one that Sonya did with when they painted the face. I forget the name of it. They painted their faces. They were
the men, all the guys.
No, it was the small group number. It was when they split.
Oh yeah, they split the groups
they
up.
They split
yep.
the groups up, and I stood up before everybody. I said,
"That's it."
Like wow, that's it. You
yep.
know. You dance. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You gave me my pictures, but you dance.
Yeah, you see the movement.
Know?
You feel the movement,
yeah,
too. And
yeah.
I think that's super important. We move on to the judges. It was Nigel Mary and Jesse Tyler Ferguson. At this point, it's America's Choice. So
yeah.
It's just the judges being like, hooray, good job. I felt a lot of that last night.
Mm-hmm.
And just a lot of comedic bits. So, you know, I don't know what the judges.
I loved it. I think they had a shot.
We kick it off with Sean Cheeseman, African Jazz, with Ricky and Valerie. And, you know, I looked right away and I said, you know, this is a good style for Valerie. It's hard sometimes when I see her next to Ricky, because Ricky is so precise and sharp in his movements that you start seeing, okay, Valerie has the performance level, but I'm not sure she doesn't have that crispness that Ricky has to his dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Spencer made a good point that it doesn't matter what you throw at Ricky, he's going to try and copy those moves how it's supposed to look and make it how it's supposed to look. And, you know, you see that Valerie doesn't have that drive to do that. You know, she just is going to get the dance right. But Ricky even wants his body to look like he was an African jazz dancer.
Yeah, it's called commitment. You know, it's just called throwing your body into everything, just throwing it in. And sometimes people just, you know, just balance it out. Okay, I'm going to go hard here. And I'll be smooth here. I'll go hard here, smooth here. He went hard the entire time. And
yeah.
that's what he does with most of his performances.
Yeah, and this dance was cool. I
love African jazz.
There
anyway.
Were so many cool tricks that we haven't seen before, but it also just looked so hard. Like, at the end of the dance, you could tell they were winded. They were
What was funny is, with any athletics, his shins would probably be sore as I don't know what. If he tapped.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Different muscles.
It's different muscles. You're just training yourself in a different way. You just have to throw yourself in. And she's probably hurting right now.
Yeah, there were a lot of styles going on. And it seemed like, you know, we saw a lot of contemporary and jazz, but, you know, we had some tap thrown in last night, too. So
happy.
Oh, and Bollywood. She was probably hurting from Bollywood. That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Second dance of the night was Spencer Lift You in a Broadway number. It was Jessica and Zach. And Spencer last week admitted to us, he goes, I don't know if I should say this, but Zach is my favorite. And what we've heard a lot from some of the people that have come through here just saying that rehearsal studio-wise, Zach is someone that's really on point when he's learning a dance. And that's been a very positive thing for choreographers, because they like that. They like the guy that's just, I'll do whatever you need and I'll try it and I'll go all the way through from start to finish.
Yeah, and I think I really loved this number. I want that. outfit Jessica was wearing. She looked like Jessica Rabbit, for goodness sakes. And I thought Zach outperformed Jessica in this number, even though Jessica was sort of the star of it, you know, in this red outfit, and he's in all black, and it's a dark background, but he really shined through for me, and that was the number where you're like, okay, if she's wearing that, and her hair is blonde, and I'm supposed to look at her, but I'm looking at him, that's a winner.
Well, I gotta say this, and this show changes perspective and changes your mind, and that's what it's supposed to do from episode one to, you know, the end. I never liked him. Ever. Mm-hmm. Ever. But he's undeniable. He's killing the game. And now he just like goober to me. He's just goober. But now I feel like he's starting to develop a swag. And watch, he's going to be like a little Bradley Cooper or something. Just like he's going to grow a little something. But he's starting to come into himself.
Yep.
And that's what's making him win. That's what's making him stay at the top. You know, and it's really not the overconfident, but it's really that confidence in your dance and just knowing, well, okay, I'm here, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing it. And I have to give him his kudos.
And seen the growth. I think we've seen the growth of him. Because Ricky was already here.
That's what's good. Yeah, Ricky's already here.
Yeah.
He's grown a lot, a lot.
And I was like you. I did not like Zach at the beginning.
Yeah.
It wasn't I didn't like him. He was so blah to me.
It's just, huh?
He was very blasé. And then it wasn't until top seven, that I was like, wow, who is this person coming through? And then you really, and yeah, I wonder if it was, maybe if it was when the All-Stars kicked in and something happened, you know,
and
maybe there was
a
dance and that he, I know when he worked with Fiction, I feel like he really found that swag and like found that confidence to be to try and just amp up himself.
Yeah, I mean, if you were
match fiction, yeah.
Can you imagine? I'd be like, if someone was like your match with Fiction, I'd be like, oh, I'm going home. Oh no. I mean, he's so, besides him being like adorable, my mom's always like that Fiction. He just smiles, and I just love him.
That Fiction.
You know, we had him in studio. He is. You just kind of want to hug him, and we were all over him when he was in studio. He's probably got a lot of swag with the ladies. I don't know. You know, and the other thing that Spencer had mentioned about Zach was that he really wants to do Broadway. He wants to go out there and do musical theater. So he was asking a lot of questions of Spencer of, like, what he should do and how he should pursue it and everything else. And I'll tell you, out of all four people, if anyone should be getting that on the town contract, Zach.
Absolutely.
It would make the most sense. Let's put it that way.
I'm sure he's the one who wants that the most, too.
Fully well-rounded. And, I mean, you never stop learning. So he's going to continue to grow. And, yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Awesome. Let's keep on moving. We've got so many dances. Valerie and Zach. This is what the back-to-back. Here we go. Valerie and Zach, contemporary, Tice DiIorio. I'm going to say this right off the bat. My boyfriend watched the show with me, and he said, I think this is now called So You Think You Can Act Dance.
Yes, I agree. I agree. This was a really weird dance, and I think the show was trying to make this dance the tearjerker of the finale performances, and it wasn't. I don't know.
I didn't feel it.
Yeah, I didn't. And poor Valerie,
she had some pure joy. She tried, so.
Yeah.
I think it's just a combination of everything that I've just seen the entire season. I love the acting.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Christina Applegate's been pushing the contestants on that, like performance and acting. And
it was so in because there's a lot of time. We know they can dance.
Right.
We've seen them dance. We saw them every performance. So to actually have that acting was brilliant to me, you know, and to really get outside yourself and do something totally different is fine. And I think not just, okay, I'm just going to lift, I'm going to kick, I'm going to show my extension, I'm going to show my feet, I'm going to show this, I'm going to act, I'm just going to go. I loved it. I loved it. I, of course, we always want more. you know.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we always want more, but I loved it. I just have
I to did find myself it. Wanting to watch more of the dance. I thought more of the story could have been told. Like, when it ended, I was like, but I did want to see more, so I guess, yeah, I was believing everything they were going through in that sense, but it felt like the show was trying really hard.
To give you that?
To give me that, sad moment.
Reach deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Ray Leeper, Jessica, and Ricky doing a jazz piece. And I just kept on writing, those legs.
This is what I love about pieces like this, is they just danced the whole time. They're, you know, like talking about making pictures and things like this. This one was just dancing from beginning to end, dancing. And
he's creating shapes. Yes. Come on.
We're making pictures over here. No. But yeah, like, it was so great because they just danced the whole time. And I love what Jessica said about working with Ricky, where she was like, oh, I need to kick higher. Like, he's making her a better dancer. And that's such a funny dancer thing, because you know they're staring at each other in the mirror during rehearsal. And she's like, why isn't my leg that high?
I got 180, but he's got beyond 180.
Yeah.
Well, that's when you go outside of just, okay, my flexibility, and dance. This is what I want. And then you had all these little moments. You started off faucet out.
Yes.
You started off here. You started off at a lunge. You're here. Continue all the way out. And she did a lot of that. Killed, you know? Yeah. And when they start to break, and I love Ray for just doing that, but sometimes, I know we get upset a little bit. Sometimes you got to go outside that choreography. Mm. You got to go outside of that choreography and just
put
some stank on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes she put some stank on it, and then sometimes I felt like she was going back.
Oh. She second guesses herself as a dancer.
Yes.
I've seen that a couple times. It's been pointed out by the judges maybe a couple weeks ago. I feel like she's done a great job, and she has grown and stretched, because I felt like in top 20 I didn't notice her that much, and then in top 10 when she got mm-hmm. saved into top 10, I think she realized, oh, I better kick this into high gear or I'm going home really soon. But she does like have a moment where she's like, okay, I'll do it. No, wait. It's that, but it's a young dancer thing,
like
too.
Like, double dutch. She's like, do I jump in?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Am I jumping?
Should I do it? But when you're 18, 19, you do have that moment of, like, second guessing all the time instead of sometimes just throwing yourself into it.
But, they did an incredible job for Ray's thing.
Yeah, I did, too. I loved it.
And it's good to see that. That's jazz to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To me, you know, and to a lot of people, but that's jazz.
I grew up with classic jazz, so it's, you know, sometimes what I see is jazz now, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I don't get it. All right, and then poor Jessica had to go from that right into a Bollywood piece, Breathe.
And she smashed her.
I agree.
And I know it's... their comments is like the media. If they talk about it, then, you know, everybody, you know, forms an opinion, and that's how they vote.
Yes.
So they have to, you know, be...
Nigel sways votes.
You have to be liberal. Yeah, he sways votes.
And it's frustrating sometimes.
Jessica smashed her. Am I lying?
No, I don't think anyone... I mean, you do see the difference, and I think that's where Valerie, when she gets off the show, she's going to have to start developing more of a sharpness and a clean clarity to some of her movement. And it was very evident with Nicole's Bollywood piece, because when you see Jessica next to Valerie, you go, okay, because these are two females now dancing side by side.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the top four. When it was the top four finalists, I was like, who's standing out to me in this one? Who's standing out? And it was Jessica.
Yeah. I didn't even really love this piece at all. Like, this was not one of the better Bollywoods of this season, I thought.
No, it wasn't Nicole's standout of the season, but...
No, it wasn't. You know, Nicole has some things in his arsenal. He's had some killer routines.
Oh, my gosh.
I love him. I'm just saying. I mean, maybe he held back a little bit. Or maybe he just had to, you know, just adjust for the two females. Just period. But Jessica, she
stood
conquered
up.
It, yeah.
I'm surprised that Valerie as a tapper wasn't better at Bollywood. just
that's
being able, right, being able to move her feet in the rhythm and like being a little more flat-footed. I was just really surprised that her African jazz and her Bollywood were weak.
It's because just she as got
a
tired.
I was going to say she tired.
Yeah,
she
because as tired. A tapper, you're like, that's sort of, I feel like those are all right in that arsenal.
Because remember, though, you've got five numbers. You're up at 5 a.m. and you're recording, you know, the group number at that hour. And it's a long day. It's been a long
season.
It's, you know, your body fatigues. And who's ever standing at the end is going to be one of the winners.
Exactly. But this is where you start to know your body. And you start to go, okay, well, I really physically can't do that right now. But guess how I can adjust and make it look hot. Right here. You can start to try to mix it up a little bit.
Yep.
But these are the things that you have to learn from day one all the way to today. It's not just, okay, I've learned a lot of choreography. No, I've learned how to use my body. I've learned how to choreograph. I've learned how to listen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Rehearsal etiquette is a big deal.
Yeah, I've learned how to listen, you know. So it's just all these different things. You learn, and now you have to put it forward and
take
use
it.
Yeah,
because when they leave the show and become, you know, professional dancers.
You're still going to have to deal with us.
Yeah, and they're going to have to make it work for somebody else's show, whether they're dancing for Pitbull or whatever. Like, they're not going to be like, oh,
how
you're
pull
tired.
Pitbull out.
Just like, randomly, Pitbull. There's
Pitbull.
J-Lo.
There's, you know, he always just
you
comes
Pitbull
to mind.
Out of-
Maybe I really want to see a Pitbull show, guys.
Yeah.
Okay? Maybe that's what it is.
She want to dance with Pitbull.
All the big dance-heavy shows, like Rihanna, you know, Beyonce,
Pitbull,
J-Lo. She's
so
like,
when you go and you dance
Pitbull.
For Pitbull.
Oh. When you twerk for Pitbull.
Guys, let's move on.
All right, let's do that, because otherwise you're never going to live this one down. Everyone says Pitbull's nice, so that's good. All right, Ricky.
I do want to see his concert.
We got to keep moving
cool
here.
Yeah.
We got to keep moving because we've got so much to talk about, and we're not even halfway through. Ricky and Zach Hip Hop, Phoenix and Far Side Dance. Man, this was a lot of fun to watch, and it's been fun to see Phoenix and Far Side even develop in their choreography coming in on So You Think.
Mm-hmm. This was my favorite of their dances on the show.
Me too. Yeah.
Except that weird head crotch move.
The one where he jumped on him and then
he was underneath him and then he grabbed his head. And I was like, I don't know what this is supposed to look like.
What did you think, Dave?
Well, I feel they committed.
Yes, they did.
They were there.
They did?
No, you know, it just, you know, because sometimes it can fall to the awkward stage. It didn't fall to the awkward.
It didn't fall to the awkward.
It was just, huh?
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those, like, kind of huh things. But what I got to say about the entire piece, I got to give it up for, you know, the crew, Far Side, he's amazing. But everybody can't do every hip-hop move. Everybody can't just take and totally commit and take your back out and just do certain things. But I have to give it up to those two guys for going all the way in.
Yep.
They
mm-hmm.
went all the way in. And that was the best you're going to get.
Yeah.
That was the best you're going to get. They went all the way in.
They did.
You know what I mean?
And those are I think we both, all of us agree that these are the two guys that are going to be battling it out for America's Favorite Dancer at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, the girls are great. I just don't think it's a female year. So what better than to battle it out in hip hop, which is neither of their style.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they really have something to prove, both of them.
Exactly.
It's kind of genius.
I loved it. I mean, this was like, this sort of shows why hip-hop numbers like this are so fun in the finale, because they really get to try so hard and, like, battle each other. Because, you know, in their minds, they're like, I'm going to win this.
No.
And, like, you know, I feel like they put that in there because they had to for this number. Like, they had to, like, add that competition aspect that the show has. Because I get it. They love each other and everybody's a family, but there's still only one winner.
Yeah. But they all think they're going home.
No.
They do. Like, they kept his bag packed all season. He's like, I'm going home.
He told me. He's like, yeah, I'm probably going to go home. I said, Don't worry about that. You're going to dance hard on this piece. You better dance hard on this piece. Because you're doing it for me.
Yeah, you're like, I don't
want to. We don't have no time for this. No, what I want to say about the show, period, when these studio dancers come into the auditions and go to the stage, they're well-rounded. They're probably not as great in other, you know, genres.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, others, but there's hip hop has so many different forms and so many different styles and so many different things, and so you learn it from different choreographers. It's different. Mm. You may have been learning from this person on this show in this class, but you don't know this person's choreo.
Right.
So it's different than doing contemporary, because contemporary is contemporary.
Right.
Tap is tap. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
And ballet is ballet. So for them to get outside of their own proverbial box and just go hard, they weren't the best to me. But I stood up. You know what I mean? Because they committed. That's the thing.
They committed.
Went for it. And that's the thing about the show. It's just it's not hip hop heavy. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
it doesn't have to be, but it's just hip hop has stems.
I think that's really interesting, because you see that in the street dancers that come on the show.
Yeah.
When they get hip hop, they're not always great.
They're not.
Yeah.
At all. Even Fiction, he's a street dancer. And so he started doing choreo. He told me, he was like, man, I'm stuck.
He's like, I got to memorize things. For you, is it easier to work with someone that is, say, a trained hip hop dancer, or someone that is. Which is easier to teach, or is it the person that has contemporary, because they're just kind of open and they're like, I just have to do this?
Well, sometimes it's kind of split, because sometimes it's easier to work with, you know, a hip-hop dancer that's just been doing hip-hop, but sometimes mm-hmm. it's easier to work with a contemporary dancer.
It just depends.
That has been doing hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean?
Yep.
But their genre and what they flow with is contemporary, because they know how to move their body, period.
Yes, they have
that's
the language.
All you need. You have the language. That's all you need. Now, you shut that off. Put that on. Shut this off. Put that on. You know, it's all about that.
Yeah. That's amazing. All right, we move on to the first tap number of the night. Aaron is back. Aaron yeah. Turner, he was one of my favorites last season because he dances like a man.
Yes. I wrote, Aaron looks fine.
That's what you wrote.
Aaron, he's even more manly than he was last season, and he's cut a little bit, and his facial hair looks nice, and
Chloe would like a date with him, so at Dance 10 Aaron.
Whoa.
He's
now
adorable.
I'm blushing.
All right. Anthony, I always get his last name right. It's Margerato with Valerie. You know, he did two back-to-back tap numbers, which I thought, it's so much fun just to see tap mm-hmm. on the show. And yeah. he does incredible numbers. Every time, like, he comes into choreograph, I'm like, oh, yeah, I love tap.
He's amazing.
No,
Anthony's amazing.
He's ridiculous. And actually, you know, I know I'm hip-hop, well, really more movement than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I have a huge tap hoofing project coming up. No, yeah, it's yeah, quiet as kept. No, you don't understand. It's out of control.
Ugh.
And
is Chloe Arnold going to be in it?
Absolutely.
I'm yeah. obsessed with her.
And Jason Samuel Smith. It's
nice.
Ridiculous. And this guy, he's really really formidable for stage. He's.
Mm.
He makes it right. He gives you a hot 2 minutes. That's crazy, you know. And I got to give kudos to his choreo and his talents. You know, it's crazy. And that's one of the genres that I can't do. I'm learning. You know, I got a cool time step going now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Getting on your heels
and two different combos. Yeah, it's good. I gotta dig. Shuffle slap. Yeah.
Yep.
Flap.
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 I like about tap because all the sounds that your feet are supposed to make, you can make with your mouth. Like, that's what they're called. So you, like, can remember the things by being like, okay, shuffle, flap, flap. And, like, do it. I love that.
Go first. For last.
What did you think of the Valerie piece?
I really loved it. I thought, I mean, once I, you know, got past Erin and got past being happy she's wearing her red tap shoes, it just was so fun. And I loved that Anthony wanted them to be speaking to each other through their taps. And I thought that was done really well.
Mm-hmm.
And that the acting in it was really fun. And you really saw their, like, anger and their annoyance with each other. And you saw it through their taps. And they were just, it was just such a fun number.
I think Erin brought that out of her more. And yep. And that's the thing that you can see that he learned from the season he was on. Mm-hmm. He learned that. And now he's like, oh. And he was like, come on.
Yeah, and
like,
swagger.
Come on.
You know, he's like, on his chest and like closing his eyes and feeling it.
Got it. Yeah. His Twitter feed was like nuts. People were retweeting Erin stuff like all day. So I said, you know what? I missed him. I really did when I saw him on the screen last night. I was like, I forgot how much I liked him. And he's not doing a ton of dance. From right. what we've been hearing, you know, he's DJing, he's doing some music in Vegas. And I'm like, mm-hmm. we need you dancing too. You're fantastic. Before we continue on to, we still have another like 8-9 dances to go through, but just reminding you guys that iTunes, I know you've been downloading it, rate us 5 stars, we appreciate that, and all of your support on YouTube has been fantastic this season. It's why we've been able to get these incredible guests like Dave Scott, so thank you for your support. Let's move right along. We get to the first solo. You know, the solos at this point, it's just fun to see them in their genre.
That's it.
Yeah, it's really, you know, and it's just like, Ricky, you're like, okay, show me the legs.
Yeah, and you're like, show the extension. Flawless. And right. What else can I say?
Yeah. Let's move right in then into Ricky, and then had to dance again. Ricky and Catherine, who I knew when I'm like, you match up Ricky, Catherine McCormick, and then Stacey Tookie. You're like, okay, here's your contemporary piece. You knew it was going to be exquisite. And I feel like Stacey, because she's pregnant, is choreographing very, like, Mother Earth quality this season.
Yeah.
She's feeling, I think, very maternal, so you're kind of seeing it in her movement.
Yeah, and this was beautiful.
I love her. I love Stacey's. Now, I just love, you know, everyone has emotions. Everyone reaches from different places, and I love where she reaches from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love where she grabs and pulls and make different things happen. And she actually had those two to make it come to life. Yeah, come on.
I mean, Catherine is already here. And I'm off camera, the screen. But like, Ricky's over here, and now you're going to put the two of them together. See if you can see.
And that one, when he turned and she caught the leg,
yes.
and then his body kept going. I wanted to cut the TV off. And I was like, why didn't I think of some stuff?
So good.
Yeah, that was cool.
I did like that there was like, she was partnering him a little more than mm-hmm. you would normally see. Yeah. I thought that was really cool too. But it
kudos,
just,
Stacey.
Yeah.
And easy to get overshadowed by Catherine just because she's such an exquisite next level dancer.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. Mm-hmm. I think that was great. Nigel got into a lot of heat for his suicide comments, saying it's not God's plan for our lives. I mean, he went on and on and on, and he had a Twitter fight. Like, Nigel's been in Twitter fights all week, but he had to just sort of explain himself. And, you know, I don't think he meant what it sounded like on TV, but I think it's – I probably with Robin Williams, like, suicide. It's just a weird time.
Well, that's the thing, and I've never had a personal relationship with Robin Williams, but I feel like I have,
mm-hmm.
you know, because he's incredible. And when that happened, of course, it'll just make you just, you know, just go off on a deep end and really talk about things that are happening in your life personally.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, I lost my aunt that way, mm-hmm. and it just brings back a whole lot of different things. And there's a lot of different people in my life that have... Okay, I'm gonna do this. I can't take it anymore. And you know, so really emotionally, how can you explain it when it just happens right there in your face?
I know.
He just spoke from his heart really quick.
Yep.
And you can't.
And then people love, and Twitter, because then they're just like, I'm just going to battle it. And you're like,
Yeah.
Nigel always means well. I think that's the bottom line is what you need to look at. He loves dance so much, and he loves the dancers, and it doesn't always come across clear, but he...
Right.
I applaud him for taking the heat, and he always takes the criticism, and he always responds, so...
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's not easy.
And, like, that just shows how powerful Stacey's dance was, that... Mm-hmm. it sort of just made him have that emotion and that he had to speak on it.
Yep.
He paused for a long time, and I told Country, I said, wait, is he going to talk? Because he stopped. Mm. Because it choked him up, mm-hmm. you know, and it's a really big thing. And Stacey killed the game and brought that out of you.
Yeah. She's incredible. Valerie Solo was next, and of course, super charming, adorable. She's got that personality that's just so cute. But let's go into which this was my favorite piece of the night. This was the tap number with Aaron and Zach again, choreographed by Anthony. And, you know, I have to say, you hear two notes of Piano Man, and I was like, okay, I'm all in. I'm just all in.
I just loved the way that, and Anthony talked about it, they, like, moved across the stage. That was incredible. And for a tap number, for them to just be sliding back and forth. And it was just, and watching those two guys do it, and I love that they were in button-up shirts. There's something about tap, and I really like when people are dressed formally, like formal for tap. I think it looks so good. And, yeah, they just, God, they killed it. Dance. Yeah, it was so good. And Zach is really good at tap.
Yes.
Mine is you heard every sound.
Yes.
That's my biggest thing. You heard every heel, you heard every toe, you heard every like scrape hook, and I said, wait a minute, I'll rewind it. Mm. It was just, and they were together,
mm-hmm.
because I first thought, I said, well, Aaron's gonna smash him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Aaron's gonna smash him. He's much well-rounded tapper.
Mm-hmm.
It was on point.
It was very clean.
It was clean. And that's so hard. You can get a whole bunch of things.
Muffled sound.
Yeah, and yeah. I heard every, because they're hoofers. They're heavy footed. It was just boom, 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 boom. I'm like, you guys are scatting with your feet.
But that's what you want. And that was the piece. Every week there's always that one piece that I go mm-hmm. back and I want to see this again. I want mm-hmm. to watch it and everything else. And mm-hmm. that was it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah, for sure.
It was good.
That was awesome.
All right. Jessica did her solo. And then we move into Robert and Jessica. Robert Roldan, Travis Wall contemporary. And this is when you go, okay, you got Travis, you've got Jessica, you've got Robert.
Yeah, I thought this was really beautiful and probably Jessica's best contemporary number that she's danced. Robert, gosh, it's so great seeing him again and seeing him dance and just Travis being an amazing choreographer. I wasn't necessarily really watching Jessica that much, though. It was just both of them together, and it was beautiful.
Because his shirt was off?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
I didn't, I actually had to go back just looking over my notes, and I was like, what did this dance look like?
Yeah.
I have an opinion about it.
Do it. Yeah, Go for it, Dave.
It was just picturesque to me. And although beautiful, my favorite part of it was the lighting. The red light throughout the entire thing was my favorite part. The costuming was second. But...
No, and you know what, and this is the point, like, it worries me when I can't remember a dance, per se. We'll get you some water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely one of those things where I sit there and go, wait, where did that come from? There we go.
Yeah. Okay.
And, because it's just, like, you kind of forget, like, where, what the dance was about and everything else. I mean, and it was a big, heavy dance night, but sometimes it's like the contemporaries start to bleed into each other for me.
Well, it just, have a couple of moments where you actually dance. You don't even have to use the floor. You can be right with each other. Dance. Move. And Travis can dance his ass off.
He's amazing.
You know what I mean? He's amazing, but I just need you to dance. And it was just, it just bled into the season to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, and it was very, I get what you mean, because sometimes contemporary numbers, when they're about something emotional,
mm-hmm.
they are always, like, the couples are always tangled in each other, and that's sort of the dance is them being tangled and them being partners and doing partnering. But, yeah, it is nice when they break out into the dance part. That's always like the breath you take in the dance. And yeah, that didn't really happen in this one.
It was pretty. You know, you can't deny that. The dancing was good. Yeah. All of that is good.
The dancing was good. You had, look who you had. You know?
I know. I mean, you both of them were outstanding. Yeah. It was an outstanding night of dance overall. I feel like after last night, Zach came out a little bit ahead of Ricky, I think.
I think so, too.
And I'm getting that feedback from the fans. But remember, we're taking votes from last night and the week before.
You think so?
Yeah. Did you feel like Ricky won the night?
Well, Ricky won the season, for sure.
Ricky won the whole season. I mean, like, who had the more perfect season?
I mean, but tonight, I do think Zach pulled up. He so pulled up. But Ricky, of course, is a better dancer.
Oh, it's a gift.
That's why Zach won tonight, because he matched up.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, and he's worked all season to get there, where Ricky has been there already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
but that's so hard. That pressure of everybody saying you're flawless, you're amazing, da da da, and like him knowing, like, I have to make sure I'm that every single week mm-hmm. in every dance I do, because now they're expecting that of me.
Yeah.
And we That's hear this tough. All the time, like, we debate this all the time, but we get back to this point of, like, it really comes down to the vote for the fans is America's favorite dancer, not necessarily America's best dancer. Not all the best dancers have won.
Every time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not every time. Many times. It's favorite dancer. And he has that I'm the boy at home,
mm-hmm.
but I have skills, but I'm going to make it
mm-hmm.
kind of feel.
Yeah.
You know? And a lot of times I win, because don't go back to me and who I think should be at the top four, you know? Because
mm-hmm.
Tanisha shouldn't have never left.
Oh, gosh, right. No. I mean, we're all in agreement on that.
And come on. Ever left.
And let's just start with that Tanisha Rudy number that you did.
Oh, yes.
We died. I was like... That's another one that I watched multiple times. I tweeted out. I'm like, let's all watch this again. Bam! Come on! The whole look. Tanisha just, a beast. She can do anything.
A beast. And then in rehearsal, in rehearsal with all the dancers, everybody has this paranoia. They're just so scared, nervous about everything. Her and Rudy just took it in. Okay, we're gonna practice. Okay, we're gonna take that. We're gonna go. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. okay, okay. You want us to do it again? Let's do it again. I said, you guys are making me nervous because you're not nervous.
cool confidence.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I Rudy grew on me because he was never the best dancer in that top 20.
No.
He had the heart though, and he had the personality, and. Your number and the number he did with Allison Holker. I mean, gosh, that is so hard
Dirty
to
Diana.
Do. Like, Dirty Diana.
Oh, my God.
Did you see the rehearsal? When he dropped her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they showed that. Yeah.
No.
I would die if I dropped Allison.
No, because Allison, she throws her body into every single move. And so if you throw her up and she has to, like, extend her cup.
You better be ready.
She's going to do that. Catch her. And if you don't catch her, have you heard her talk?
Yeah. She's a strong woman.
What? What are you doing? I'm like, yeah.
Don't drop Mrs. Twitch. Don't drop Mrs. Twitch. And all of this, the drama with Allison this week, I don't know, we were talking a little bit about it briefly, but they were not, Dancing with the Stars was not going to let Allison out for one day to do the finale next week to do that Dirty Diana piece. And Nigel took to Twitter and said, bah! And you know, they did work it all out, and it's going to be fine. And some people were mad at Nigel for calling Rob Wade out on Dancing with the Stars, but I said, guys, cut this out. I'm like, the sad thing is that they don't let Allison do it, Rudy loses out. And mm-hmm. that's what everyone needs to think about, and that's probably where Nigel's coming from. And, you know, I know that there's contracts and there's networks and there's things like that, but trust me, there is an exception to every rule, and they worked it out, so she'll be there.
Good. I love that number. I'm
excited
to see it.
Well, they need to put Good Kisser on the finale.
Yes, they do.
I'm just saying.
You guys all tweet.
I'm just saying.
Tweet Fox, tweet Nigel.
Well,
I've been singing all season.
You know the three numbers? They were like, vote for these three.
I saw those, and I said...
Skeleton.
I said,
no, the last one What? Said, that was like the worst number of this season. The one when she's in like the yoga pants and he's in like the weird vest. I was like, why? No one is going to vote for that number. That's that number was awful.
Elle magazine even called out Marina.
Mine wasn't in that.
I know. Why not?
Maybe it's already in the show.
That's what I'm hoping. Well, that's what I was hoping. That's what I thought you were going to dispel that rumor for me because
we thought you would know.
I'm like, oh, good, because it's definitely sorry. In it.
Do you know? You know it's in. No. Come on, that was killer. That was killer.
It has to be.
It has to be. Let's talk about your other two pieces of the season, Emily and Teddy. How was it like to work with them? Teddy has got a huge legion of fans. Women are obsessed with Teddy.
Teddy, he has a classic face. I don't know why.
He's adorable.
Those little small features, but you know, he can do his eyebrows. And
no, his eyebrows were
he
weird.
He can make them wave.
Yeah. Oh.
And I wanted to make it, like, wave. And
then have his eyebrows do it, too.
No, Emily and Teddy were really good. I actually got them, and she was injured.
Oh, you know? Yeah, that's right.
So I couldn't even do a trick.
Oh,
you know,
man.
So it sucked. And, you know, with having like a minute and 28 seconds or whatever, 20 seconds, it's about like
the wow.
Oh, real quick. And I couldn't do a lot of those. So I had Ed Sheeran, dope artist, dope song.
Amazing.
Don't. And I just said, okay, let's just kill it, you know. Yeah. Just kill it. And you guys, let's show compatibility. Let's show, you know, the relationship. Let's show you guys have, you know,
the
some
chemistry.
Connection.
Yeah.
A connection. And so it was a difficult run from the rehearsal because something I don't know what happened before our rehearsal, but she had a spasm or something and ooh. All of the tricks and stunts and everything, I had to take them all out.
Oh, that's so frustrating.
Yeah.
As a choreographer, because you're like, I have all these cool things for you to do.
Yeah.
And then you did Jackie and Twitch Michael Jackson Week. I know he's a big inspiration to you.
Yeah.
So. Talk about that one.
Okay, here you go.
Here, get in.
Now I got Twitch, which is my boy. And then, you know, you got an all-star, so you go. It's nothing held back, you just go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just went. And then with her, I said, well, I'm not going to hold back. I'm not going to change any choreo. I'm going to make her pull up to this.
Yep.
And I just kept going, no. She didn't cry. She was nervous, but she kept going. I just have to give props to Twitch for being that all-star. He was actually an all-star with her. If you go back and watch it, it looks like he was going, come on, let's go.
I got you.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. And it went with the theme. So, It was a post-apocalyptic. We made it, and all we have is dance. That was the theme. And so they just danced, and he was like, I got you the entire time. And, of course, he had, like, his moments and just doing different things. And he could have totally outdanced her.
Yep.
But he kept it there. But she pulled up. And I got to give her props.
That's awesome.
I agree. Yeah. It was one of those, too, that I said, wow, it was really nice to see. Cause you're not expecting all that from Jackie when she's with Twitch and it's a hip-hop number. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot to take on. And I was really impressed with her that week and talked a little bit about it. And a lot of the fans, Jackie, people were like, I didn't know she was capable of doing that, which is great.
Yes. Yeah. And I said, yes.
Don't you love it? It has to be so satisfying for you because you're coming into the studio. It's your work and you're putting it on someone you know who is more than capable of doing it. But then you've got somebody else who you're like, uh-oh, what's going to happen?
No, when you get the phone call and right before rehearsal, your all-star is Twitch and then you have Jackie. I go, oh, okay. I'm in rehearsal nonstop going. I'm going hard like it's regular. Now I got to get to the studio and adjust. Damn it!
You're like, shoot. How nervous are you as a choreographer when you guys are sitting in the audience watching the show and your number is about to come?
Okay, that's a whole different show. No, that's an entire show. If you can just get us in the seats, Ray Lieber sweats. I'm telling you, if he turns around, it's just going to drench it.
Yeah, Spencer was talking about it. He goes, like, he's like, I die.
No. And don't sit me next to Tice. Don't sit me anybody next to Mandy.
Oh, gosh.
No, we just
you guys
go.
Are wrecks.
Wrecks. But we, I mean, you do it all the time, and you're still a wreck.
Aww.
And so you have different people just you know, just so many different jokes, and so much fun. And Mandy's stupid.
Mandy's great.
Mandy's so crazy. Mandy's crazy. Don't sit next to Tice. I love that he came back at the end, but don't sit next to Tice. He's like, we've done this. We are here.
We got it.
But then, right before his piece, he's like,
Have you had because you've been around since season 3, right, on So You Think?
Season 2.
2, okay. So, yeah. For you, because Nigel will call out the choreographers if he thinks, like...
Oh, geez.
Did you get called out? Was there one number that stands out in your mind you're like, oh, that night I want to forget? Because we talked about it with Spencer this year with the telephone thing, and mm-hmm. he was like, that was tough.
He was right over my left shoulder. I looked, I said... That was nothing compared to how I got called up. No, I got called up. I said, I told, this is when Soyeon was on the season, mm-hmm. right? And doing what Marina does. And I said, I want a Phantom of the Opera-esque feel. They gave me a cape. And they still talk about this cape.
To this day.
To this day. They still have the cape. And here comes Jeff Thacker. He comes up. He said, Dave, you want a cape? You want to use the cape for this? Shut up with the cape. Because when I say I got reamed to the point to where Nigel got out to see it, and he came over and apologized to me because I was sitting over there like this, looking for a shot.
I'm dying
right now. No, that's one time. And Spencer, I'm telling you right now, there's nothing compared to, just go back to the cape joint.
Go back to the cape and you'll feel good about your phone.
You'll feel good about the phone thing. I'm just saying.
Oh, I love that. Well, we only have a few minutes left, and I just want to quickly find out, where are we going to see you next? I know you're working on this tap project, mm-hmm. but anything that we can see right away or coming up?
Well, right away coming up, yeah.
Rudy and Tanisha next week on the finale, perhaps?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll be there at the finale. I just, it's just the development of all of these different things mm-hmm. that's happening right now. Something big with Nickelodeon.
Nice.
I love the kids.
The kids are awesome.
Yeah, the kids are crazy, and they're revolutionary. They're taking over the world.
I love it.
I'm telling you right now, it's crazy. And my tap project, and
does that tap project have a name yet?
Yes, it has a name.
The untitled tap project.
No, it's called Buffalo Flats. It's
nice.
Crazy. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I just. I feel like and people ask, like, what do you mean Buffalo Flats? It's the name of the main place in the script. And when you think about Buffalo, you hear the stampede before the storm. And that's what tap is.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
So and then I have a huge movie that we filmed last year into this year. It's called High Strong. And it's amazing with Michael and Janine Damian, and it's coming out, and it's really combining the contemporary world mm-hmm. with the urban world.
Nice.
In a different way than everybody else has done, because it's going with the music. And so the dance is the accessory.
Oh.
Sounds amazing.
I know.
You have a lot of good projects coming up. I love this. So tell everyone, if they want to stay in touch with you, where they can find you online.
Well, if you want to stay in touch with me online, it's, my Twitter is DaveScott10.
Instagram?
At DaveScott10. Instagram is DScott1010 on Instagram. Or you can go to my website, the official Dave Scott.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us. You're
amazing. Thank you so much.
I love your insight. Thank you. Chloe, where can we find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at ChloeWestX.
And this is your last week, so.
This is my last week. I will miss the boy party that Kristen gets
to have. I get the boy party. I get Teddy, and I get Serge, and I get Emilio. because she requested Emilio, so I got him for her, and now I get him all to myself. But Chloe and I will also be doing the dance walk with Courtney Galliano on September 13th. We have a donation page. We would love a dollar, please, because it goes to a great cause, and we want to support MS and, of course, Courtney's journey. And you can find me at Kristen Burt on Twitter and the Kristen Burt on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you so much, you guys. I'll see you for the finale next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.